Good morning. It's that time of year when we've spent way too much time and money shopping for presents that may get returned a few days later. We put a lot of stress and pressure on ourselves to find the perfect gift, yet that perfect gift may be back on a shelf the next week at 50% off, or that perfect gift has been hanging in the closet or pushed to the back of a shelf or stored away in a box. A couple of years later, you're sifting through things, filling a box to take to St. Vincent de Paul, and a couple of perfect gifts end up in that box. And I'm sure that everyone can relate to this. I had a few favorite Christmas gifts over the years, a bicycle that I wore out riding all over town, a basketball that had to be replaced every year because I wore it out throughout the year, you know, silly or nice Christmas jumpers that seemed to shrink over the years. I'm not sure how that happens. But the best gift was not from my parents or my wife or my kids. The best gift that won't end up in the back of a closet or stored in a box. The best gift was from God. I accepted this gift from God when I was 8 years old. It's a gift that God has offered to everyone. Not everyone has accepted it, but it has been freely given. Let me read about the gift that God gave to the world. It's in the Gospel of John, and Jesus was talking to a Pharisee in the middle of the night. The man named Nicodemus had many questions for Jesus. Jesus explained to the man who God was and the gift that God gave to man. John 3:16-18 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God." Now there are three people mentioned in these verses. God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and the world, which included Nicodemus and also includes you and me. Now let's take a moment to look at each one. First, let's look at the two things God did. God loved and he gave. For God so loved the world. Now this is one of the hardest phrases for me to understand. Why? Well, because much of the world hates God and have always hated God. How hard is it to love someone that hates you? How hard is it to love someone who is rebellious against you? Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Why? Because God loved you while you were his enemy. God loves this old rebellious world so much, and he desires that everyone would turn to him. He desires a relationship with everyone. Now I know we live in a difficult world. We are surrounded by death, disease, atrocities too horrible to describe, war, people angry with each other, and the homeless and the vulnerable suffering. All of these things are ultimately the result of men making bad choices and refusing to acknowledge God. When men are without God, they are living in a world of hopelessness and refusing to accept that God loves them. Now, despite the anger towards him, God still loves. And he gave a gift. That gift that he gave was his only Son, Jesus. God the Son, born as a human baby in all humility. Well, he was the free gift of eternal life for all who would believe in him. Now, we sing a lot of songs at this time of year and read a lot of scripture about the prophecies of Christ's birth. Everything surrounding his birth and the redemption that we have when we believe and accept that he is the Son of God. You don't give a gift to someone that you hate. You give because you love. And Jesus was the gift for all men, wrapped in the love of God. The second person in these verses is Jesus, and he came for one purpose, to be the Savior of the world for all who believe in him. During Jesus' ministry, he described himself in many ways so that the people would understand. He said, "I am the good shepherd, I am the door, I am the bread of life, I am the living water." Most definitively, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus was, is, and always will be the perfect gift. It is only through Jesus that we have eternal life. Jesus did not send God did not send Jesus into the world as a military leader to condemn the world. He sent a baby, an infant, who would grow in grace and truth. The adopted son of a simple carpenter who would become an itinerant preacher with no home to lay his head and no paying job. He preached forgiveness of sin. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. And he fed the hungry. And he raised the dead. He was the gift, as John the Baptist called him, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus truly is the heart of Christmas. There is no greater gift to receive. Receiving the gift of Jesus, accepting him as the Son of God, believing in him, all of that promises eternal life. Now that leaves the last person, or rather, a large group of people, the world. What is our part in all of this? Well, it's simple, really. We make a choice. We choose Jesus, or we reject him. We choose eternal life, which is promised and assured. Or we refuse Jesus, and that means we choose the opposite of eternal life. We choose eternal separation from God. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." There's that free gift from God again. Without Jesus, there is only eternal separation from God, which is death. With Jesus, the free gift of God is eternal life. And that's what Christmas is all about, accepting God's free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. When Jesus was about to be crucified, the last conversation he had before he was hung from the cross was with Pontius Pilate. Pilate wanted to hear who Jesus claimed to be. And Jesus explained the reason for his birth in John 18:37. He said, "For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." And the truth is that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And that's what I wish for all, to accept that free gift of eternal life. On behalf of Grace Baptist Church, I just want to wish you a very happy Christmas and a blessed New Year.